Patrick, how you feeling, man?
Feeling good, man. How you doing?
You all ready to go this Monday night?
I'm working hard, man. Working hard.
Something tells me you're going to be out there in the field. How hard was it for you last week to sit back in such a big game, Pats, Jets, national TV, in New York, to sit and watch that game?
Of course it's hard, but, I mean, that's over now. We won, so, I mean, it's not that hard when you win, you know. So now we're on to a Kansas City, man. This team coming here Monday night, so we got to get ready for them.
We saw you active on those sidelines. You're talking to players, getting involved there a little bit. What can you learn as a player having to sit out and then watch that game on the sideline like that, Patrick?
Oh, you have to take mental reps. I mean, even though you're not playing, man, you can definitely take mental reps and, you know, get your mind right. Make the calls in your head as if you're on the field, and so you never, you know, not think about football. Like, football's always in your mind. I always have that football mind of, you know, I see this. This might come. This play might come. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, kind of like practice. So it keeps your brain working.
Sterling Moore gets out there, takes that starting job. I think it surprised a lot of people. You know, first off, when we were talking with Gerard Mayo earlier, when they introduced him, it was like a still shot. You know, Sunday Night Football. They didn't even, no audio whatsoever introducing himself. It was still just a still shot. Now, what did you think about his play?
I think he played fine. Honestly, I had no doubts about him. He's a very athletic guy, man. He's smart, you know. He's just young, and he played good. He played good. He's just going to get better, man. I had no doubts about him at all.
How hard is it for your defense to, you know, last week's a great performance, and the week before against Pittsburgh, the Giants, rather than that couple pass interferences late. How hard is it to remain consistent, to get better with all the changing parts, with all the new faces?
It's only as hard as you make it, man. Honestly, if guys are just staying tuned and just know what they have to do, I mean, it doesn't matter who plays. I mean, as long as guys know what they're doing, they can play ball. You know, it doesn't really matter who's out there, what other guys are communicating to what other guys. I mean, you learn what you're learning, and you get it right, and you put it in your head, and you're all good, man.
You said Sterling Moore is a smart guy, young guy. Did you talk to him at all? Was there interaction? Did you try to help him out on that sideline on Sunday night?
Of course. I mean, we're all helping each other out. You know, I'm sitting there. I'm seeing things that they might not see. So, you know, I might give my little 2 cents in there, you know, but when it comes down to it, they're the ones that are playing the game, you know. So, I mean, I just give them a little advice, things that I might see, things that I might do to get in better position. But, I mean, when it boils down to it, man, I'm just watching. They're playing the game. I can just help them out a little bit.
I was surprised, Gerard, saying he didn't watch that game at all last night. And I know you guys are getting ready for Kansas City, but there still is the New York Jets, you know, in your division. They lose, which obviously helps your team out. Did you watch any of it yourself?
I honestly didn't watch it at all either, man.
Man, you guys have cable?
We have cable, but I mean, we're getting ready for another team. We can't watch other teams we've already played. You know,
does Bill turn the cable off so you guys can't watch games? I mean, it's 8 o'clock at night, 8:30. You can sit down and relax.
Man, I should turn the cable off so you guys can't ask me these questions.
They could turn the radio off for these questions. I know we go hard hitting right now. There's no question about it.
In terms of the work you're doing for Kansas, hey, let's start with the quarterback. I know he's lefty. I know he played at Pitt. What have you seen from Tyler Pelko and the film you guys have watched this week?
He makes the throws. I mean, he's in there making the throws, making the throws to get the drive going. He's a good quarterback. He's an NFL player, so obviously he's good.
You say he makes the throws. Did you study those? He's had 13 pass attempts in the NFL. Do you go back to film back maybe when he was in the UFL or college?
I mean, you kind of just watch what he does. I mean, he wouldn't be playing. They wouldn't put him out there if he can't make the throws. You know, that's just my view on things. Any quarterback comes in, you have to play like he's, you know, all pro. So we're going to see. I mean, not a lot of film, but we're going to see, you know, how he plays.
It's the same. Is it the same thing for the running back position? They have a Jamal Charles. He goes down. This kid, Jackie Battle, out of Houston, is getting a lot of reps. Do you have to kind of watch him to see how they're employing him at that running back spot?
Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, but we've watched him on here. He's a good back now. He breaks tackles. He's big. You know, he's downhill. I mean, he's a good guy. He's a good player out there. So it's not a surprise, you know, maybe if he has a good game. And I wouldn't be a surprise. He's a good player, man. They have a bunch of good players. I mean, some guys got hurt on their team, which, you know, hurts any team. But, I mean, they have guys playing right now that can do the job.
All right, last one for me. You're going to play Monday night. How will you spend your Sunday? There's a lot of football on Sunday. I know you got film to watch, but by Sunday, will you dip in at all to the NFL games on TV?
Maybe a little bit, man. Maybe a little bit. Maybe if I'm sitting down and I have my mind right of what I need to do, and maybe I'll sit down and catch a couple games. But right now, we're focused on Kansas City, man.
All right, and do you expect to play on Monday, Patrick?
I'm working hard, man.
All right, we'll take it. We'll see you in there Monday night, then.
All righty.
Thanks, Patrick. Patrick Chung joins us every single Patriots Friday here, Mutt and Lou, Sports Radio WEEI.